Joe Brady ended one competition before the cuts could touch it. Maxwell Hairston, the first-round pick, is the starting cornerback opposite Christian Benford. "He's our starting corner. Maxwell's got exactly what we look for in a corner," the head coach said Thursday, per Alec White at the team's website. Ending the speculation, Davison Igbinosun's strong camp had opened. That call became the shape of Buffalo's whole cutdown. By Sunday's 53, the first-year staff had given rookies the corner and punting jobs, and the left guard spot to the younger man in that fight too. The quarterback call was just as decisive and colder. Kyle Allen is the lone quarterback behind Josh Allen on the initial 53, per White's position-by-position roster piece, and Shane Buechel was released Sunday, 3 days after he started all four quarters of the preseason finale, went 26 of 38 for 196 yards and led the winning drive, per Mike Maynard at the team's website. Our last episode carried two reads on this derby: Sal Majorana at the Rochester Democrat, and Chronicle calling the job locked up for Kyle Allen, Ralph Ventre at Bills on SI, insisting Buechel's 71-yard touchdown night kept it open. Majorana's call held a week early. The punting job went the same rookie direction. Tommy Doman Jr., the seventh-round pick, is the punter on the 53, per White's roster piece, and veteran Mitch Wishnowski was released Sunday, after a finale in which, per Ventra, an illegal formation penalty and a 19-yard punt likely cost him the job, while Doman averaged 52 yards on four punts with a 59-yard long, per White. And the left guard battle our last episode listed as undecided went to Alec Anderson over Austin Corbett, the 9-year veteran with 78 career starts, per Mike Moraitis at Bills on SI. Anderson's reaction: "I guess I got to find a pregame routine in the NFL that's for a starter, so that's my next goal." Corbett made the 53 anyway, per White's roster piece. The rest of the ledger, per the team's official transactions page, came in two waves. 13 players released Saturday, including receivers Mecole Hardman Jr. and Dante Pettis, then 21 more Sunday, including Buechele, Wishnowski, safety Geno Stone, receiver Trent Sherfield Sr., and running back Frank Gore Jr., plus a trade, center Cedric Van Pran Granger, and a 2027 seventh-round pick to the Colts for a 2027 sixth-round pick, per Maddie Glab at the team's website, after 31 games and two starts across two Buffalo seasons. Three list moves rounded it out. Receiver Tyrell Shavers to the reserve, physically unable to perform list. Defensive lineman Zane Durant to injured reserve. And defensive tackle Fedarian Mathis to the reserve, suspended list. Formalizing the three-game substance policy suspension, John Green at Bills on SI reported Wednesday. Some of the released had August resumes. Sherfield caught all seven targets thrown his way this summer, by Ventra's count, and went out anyway. Pettis converted a 3rd and 14 on Thursday's winning drive and caught the two-point conversion that finished the comeback, per Randy Gerzy at Bills on SI, then was released 2 days later. Hardman's exit had a paper trail. Ventre counted his third drop of the preseason in the finale, and Gerzy wrote Hardman needed to be perfect this offseason to make the roster, and that wasn't the case, which could be to his detriment. And so did Stones. Green listed the safety as a cut candidate Wednesday, a modest $1.4 million signing who had been slow to process what's happening in front of him, and it's cost the team in the back end more than once. Last week's game tape aged in every direction. To Corey Couch, whose interception in Cleveland we logged, was released Sunday. So was Jamori McLean, the 71-yard touchdown. And Dwayne Carter, three tackles and a batted pass in Cleveland, made the 53 despite Ventre writing Friday that a rough finale, one assisted tackle and a 15-yard penalty, had likely cost him his job. Ray Davis muffed his first punt return try Thursday, per Gerzy, and made the roster anyway. The return job our last episode called contested is now a game week question. The finale itself, briefly, Bills 28, Steelers 27 at Highmark Stadium on Thursday, a comeback from 27-20 down with 3:20 left finished by Ian Wheeler's 2-yard touchdown run, and the Buechele to Pettis conversion, a 3-0 preseason by the team recaps accounting, per Maynard, with the winning sequence built by three players released within 3 days. The performance that reads differently now that the 53 is known belongs to Skylar Bell, the fourth-round receiver, in his debut after a groin injury cost him both earlier exhibition games, led the team with 7 catches for 49 yards and scored on a 28-yard jet sweep, per White. That debut matters because of where the roster landed. The initial 53 carries only 5 wide receivers: Keon Coleman, DJ Moore, Joshua Palmer, Khalil Shakir, and Bell, per White's roster piece, with Coleman and Shakir coming off injury-limited weeks and Shavers on the reserve, physically unable to perform list. Our last episode's watch item asked whether Coleman, in a walking boot on a sprained right foot, and Shakir would practice before the cuts. Both made the team, and whether either practices ahead of September 13th against the Texans in Houston is the open week one question. Ty Johnson made it too, on a leg that has kept him out since August 8th, per CBS Sports. Ty went from not walking to now he's running, Brady said, per Ventre. One item stands apart from roster talk: Ed Oliver, whose two-year-old son died in June. An unthinkable tragedy for any parent, General Manager Brandon Bean said in the organization's public statement of condolence, per Brian Diardo at CBS Sports, made the initial 53. Back in July, we previewed Buffalo as the team that made the strangest firing of the offseason, trading a known defensive floor for Jim Leonhard's theoretical ceiling, and we've checked it against camp every week since. Cut day added a new kind of evidence, decisions rather than game reps. A staff betting on its own evaluations handed starting jobs to a first-round rookie, a seventh-round rookie, and Alec Anderson, and released the veterans beaten out at quarterback and punter. The behavior of a regime confident in its eyes, the wager the firing made. What cut day could not supply is the proof. The new defense still has not faced opposing starters in a game that counted, and the receiving corps that kept donating names to the injury report now numbers 5 on the initial 53, per the team's own roster piece. The split answer survives to opening day. What to watch next? The waiver wire and the practice squads, where this week's released names land is the next episode's job. After that, whether Coleman and Shakir practice ahead of the opener in Houston, and who fields punts once the games start counting. We'll check back once the claims and the practice squads are in. Data via NFL Verse.